Okay. What challenges have you experienced in your development that's related to being a member of a special youth population?
I guess one of the challenges is that when you're growing up with a different set of cultural influences, sometimes it's harder to integrate with like the general population.
What strategies or resources did you use to navigate that challenge?
I guess we use like other people in the same boat. So we like talked to, like we made, our friends were in the same similar like organization type or special organization. And so that we relied on each other's like experiences. Start.
What unique opportunities do you feel you gained being a member of the special population?
Well, you get, one of the benefits is that since it's smaller, you get the perks of like a smaller organization. It's more close-knit, and so you develop like stronger relationships, and that gives you perks in different ways. Like, for example, if I knew like someone through my church would give me a lot cheap, like he would just give people in the from the church a lot of like cheaper surgeries. Like I got my wisdom teeth like surgery for done for like a quarter of the price, because and like people just rely on each other. It's like small businesses, and then you just develop like connections, and then you use like you can use those connections in the careers. A lot of people like will work and intern for each other, so they get like jobs. A lot of them go into business together, stuff like that. And then with like, just personal connections.
What are some of your personal strengths related to being a member of this special population?
I guess you learn to navigate things in different ways. It like gives you a different way of thinking than other people sometimes, and then you can like use that and compare, like for example culture, you get, if you're living like in a place that it's a minority group, then you get both cultures, so you get like a mix, and then so you develop a little bit differently, I guess, like you have more diverse thinking and perspectives. And then like the community, I guess, is a beneficial part.
Has being a member of the special population presented any unique opportunities for you personally?
It got me my first internship, basically, like what I was talking about. People just work for each other and you get a lot of business connections. So I was having trouble finding my like first engineering internship out of college in sophomore year, or it was actually junior year, and I couldn't really find anything. So there's this guy that he has his own engineering firm at the mosque, and he just hired for just for the name of it, and we were able to, it wasn't even hard work or like an internship level work all the time, but it was like he let us say like, oh, they worked here for like full time, like. And kind of like helped us out like that, like gave us just good internships just to help out, just so we can like get a first job down at least for and then just other perks like that, I would say.
Have you like ever run into negative situations because of it, like involving jobs or anything like that?
Not negative, but I would say there's like a social negative sometimes. You have to be, if it's a special organization, it's has its own types of like rules and kind of like the culture behind it. So if you do something that's like not the norm, then the social pressure to do like retain, stay in, that can be like a negative thing that you have to conform sometimes, and so I think it like limits creativity and stuff like that, I would say the social is probably the most negative aspect.
Have you ever participated in any type of youth programs?
No, we didn't have any youth programs. That's a short question. Well, we had, I guess Sunday school. So we had Sunday school, actually, Saturday school. So we had, I guess if that counts as a youth program, we had like a weekly Saturday school.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was actually, that was basically, we'd go to mosque one like Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2, 3. And it would be like school, like you would have like 8 subjects a day, stuff like that. And then, but that's actually where I met most of my friends, and like that's how we became friends, or actually are really still good friends.
What kinds of activities like did you do in the program?
So like it was a school, like I said, but we did other stuff, I guess. Like sometimes we would have like karate lessons. One time they brought in a karate guy. So we just learned karate after. Okay, pause this one. We can redo.
Where was the program held?
The program was held at the mosque. Basically, we had like classrooms on the sides with like buildings that were made for classrooms. So we'd do like half of our actual like classes kind of like in the mosque. We'd pray every day like around that time. So. We would have like some classes in the mosque and then some kind of just like in the building right next to it. But yeah, basically in that whole kind of complex.
How long were you involved in it?
From when I was 4 to about 16, 17. I'd probably put in, it's like 12 grades, so.
So was it required or?
Basically, it was pretty required. Everyone was expected to send their kids to go, and like if you didn't, it'd be like a bad thing. So I think that social pressure thing I was talking about, like, so you have to kind of go and you're forced to go.
What would you consider the strengths of the program?
Well, I guess like it. I mean it. It was supposed to like teach you about religion and everything like that. So I guess it got people to be committed more. Like most of the people are pretty religious that attend that school and they like stayed religious, but not like the more, like the likely you were to go to class on that, like the more religious people are now still. So like it did its job. A lot of people stayed religious and are more still involved with the community. So I guess it does that well. Like, it teaches the religion well, I guess.
What challenges have you experienced in regards to the program?
The program? You just have to show up all the time, and then, like, it's a whole day you lose doing normal stuff. Like, so we basically, because we'd be in school all Monday through Friday, and then basically we have to do another day of school on Saturday. So we couldn't go to a lot of other things, like, that normal, I guess people would do, like, no one played sports because you'd have to play on Saturdays and then you couldn't miss that. So stuff like that, you couldn't go on trips as much or hang out with friends on Saturdays. And so that was kind of the cultural thing I was talking about in the beginning where it was kind of harder to integrate because that's just the whole extra day that you couldn't go to, like, parties. Like, even birthday parties growing up, like, you couldn't do sports. You couldn't, like, have more hobbies that people normally would, and then you would meet friends like that and stuff. So those were, like, because of the requirements of going and attending. So that was one of the biggest, I would say.
And what were aspects of the program you didn't know, you didn't like?
Those are, like, what I just mentioned, kind of the, like, strict attendance kind of took away a whole day of like free time, and then I don't know, some of the teachers were like really bad. They were like, because it was religious school, so it was like really strict, so a lot of the teachers were like stricter than they are in like normal schools, so you aren't used to that. And then I don't know, there's like a lot of bullying at the school kind of by stuff like that. It was just wasn't like good school kind of overall.
And how do members learn new things and interact in the program?
It's like a classroom setting, so it's basically like we have five classes, like periods a day where you come in, you're in the same classroom, so you don't move around. The teachers come to you, and they just have you can like learn kind of like how different subjects through textbooks that were they like the curriculum is like made in India because that's where the headquarters or the like main city is, and so that's where the material comes from. So it's like that's where we get our material from, and then our teachers are just local people that were in the mosque that teach, and so it's just like a basic classroom setting.
Mm. Did you have to do a lot of studying like outside of the classroom for it?
I guess there were tests and stuff that we had to do, but I personally like didn't have time. Like no one really, they didn't grade. The grades were never like that mandatory. It was just more like you had to like show up more than anything. No one really cared. It's just a whole other 5 subjects to learn on top of math, science, and all that. So like no one really had time to do homework because you're in school Monday through Friday, and then the thing is Saturday, so you're not going to do homework when you're like coming back. So no one really studied that much, but like you have to pay attention a lot in class. Not really, but like that's where you mostly learn. But some people would study the losers that were. a lot of people that really wanted to like get those good grades, I guess they did study, but I don't know, most people didn't.
Alright. Do you feel like the person you are now, do you feel like that was beneficial to you? Like going every Saturday and
I think so. I developed a lot of like friends through that thing because you'd see someone for like over the years for like 6 years and nobody really like, you know, switch schools or anything like that. So you meet the same people once a week for like 12 years. So you like make some really good friends of all different ages too. And so you get that kind of network. And then other than that, I guess not really. I think it really takes away from like other things that I wasn't able to do, like hobbies or sports or just other hobbies that took, because it would take away a day. And so overall, I got like a friend group or like a social dynamic, but at the same time, I missed out on a lot of other things.
So in the future, if you decide to have kids, would you want them to participate?
maybe, but I wouldn't make it as strict or like as regular. It would more be like, but it would be up to the kid if it was worth it to him or her.
Give them the option to go or not.
But it had its perks. It's like it has its good and bad. So in moderation, I guess it would be fine.
As long as it's not forced, you feel like it might be more beneficial.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me interview you. All right.